Yes, thank you for calling Bank of America, and this is John Smith. How may I help you?
Yes.
Well, yes. Well, when did you receive the text message from our venture today, right? So can you please verify me your first name and your last name along with the zip code so I can pull up your information? Well, your first name, yes. Hold on. Your first name is John, and your last name is? Well, can you please provide me your zip code again? 10023. Yes. And the number which you are talking, is this your personal cell phone number?
Yes, and you got your message from this number, right?
Yes. So, the reason why you received the alert message from the Bank of America is because we have found two active accounts under your name from the state of California. Is this your account?
Hello?
Is this your account? We have found two active accounts under your name from the state of California. And is this your account?
Well, this account was opened up just recently 2 weeks ago for business account checking and shopping.
And this account is used for international wire transfer to what's the country of Mexico. And the last transaction that they have made from those account by using your name was on the last week of Friday. And approximately $25,000 was transferred to Jennifer Brown living in Mexico. So, do you have any knowledge about those transactions, or do you have a name called Jennifer Brown living in Mexico?
Well, you don't, right?
Okay, well, am I audible to you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, here, as you are confirming that this is not your account, and you don't make any transactions towards the country of Mexico, so in that case, we are going to raise a fraud case since this is an identity theft, and this account is under federal government department. So, they are going to investigate under your information and this account as well that is linked with your social security number, okay? So, what I'm going to do right now is I will forward all your information to government authorities. Before that, let me go ahead and verify some few details. So, what type of service are you using, whether checking account or saving account or any other business account? So, well, what will be the approximate balance you have in your checking? Okay, so what about saving? Well, $25,000, right? So what about credit card? Well, so you are banking with Bank of America, right?
Yes.
How long you have been banking with the Bank of America?
Well, 12 years.
Okay, so apart from the Bank of America, do you have any account under your name?
You don't, right?
So, well, can you please verify me the last two transactions that you have made during these 10 days?
Okay?
Yes, well, so what I am going to do now is I will mail all your information to Social Security Advisory Board, so they are going to investigate and find out who the real culprit is misusing your personal information, okay? Because someone has got access to your personal information. And what you have to do is, you have to tell them honestly that you don't have any connection with these activities, okay? So, can you please hold me for just 30 seconds?
Okay, well, thank you.
Hello? Yes. Mr. John Druden, I have forwarded all your personal information to government authorities, and they will investigate and find out who the real culprit is misusing your personal information, okay? Okay, well, I have forwarded your personal information, and they will call you within 3 minutes, okay? Just stay on the line with me, just stay connected with me, okay? Yes, government authorities from the Social Security Advisory Board, they will call you and they will investigate under your name and under your information, and they will find out who the real culprit is misusing your personal information, okay? So, yes, if they ask, you provide the information, okay? Okay, just for, yes, James Smith from the Bank of America.
Yes.
So, yes, well, so, please, yes, so, please stay connected with me for 3 seconds, yes.
Officer Jordan Adams, are you there?